Special report, death of a former president. I'm Christopher Cruz. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States, has died. He passed away late last night in Houston.
HW's five children, former President George W. Bush and his siblings Jeb, Neil, Marvin, and Doro, said their father was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The family said it's grateful for 41's life and love and for condolences from across the world.
Correspondent Clayton Neville, Mr. Bush, the nation's last World War II president, spoke often about his motivation for public service.
There is a higher purpose to life beyond oneself. I speak of family, of community, of ideals. I speak of duty, honor, country.
Mr. Bush served one term as president from 1989 to 1993. He had served as Ronald Reagan's vice president for the 8 years before that. George Herbert Walker Bush was 94. Special report, I'm Christopher Cruz. People in Anchorage, Alaska are waking up to the devastation wrought by two powerful back-to-back earthquakes, but there are no reports of deaths or serious injuries.
A massive 7.0 earthquake rocked Anchorage, Alaska Friday morning, sending people scurrying for cover in their homes, at school, and work, shattering parts of major roads, and triggering a tsunami warning for several frantic hours. The Anchorage Police Department reported major damage to infrastructure across the city, and there are widespread power outages reported. I'm Karen Kafa reporting.
Thousands of people are now without power, tens of thousands, in fact, and there are 28 reports of water main breaks. The Kansas City Chiefs have released running back Kareem Hunt after seeing video of the NFL's reigning rushing champion knocking over and kicking a woman in a hotel in Cleveland in February. The team said Hunt lied to team officials when they asked him about the incident. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word HUGE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text HUGE to 797979. Text HUGE to 797979.
A rematch is looming in Mississippi.
Democrat Mike Espy, who lost to Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a runoff election, appears to be gunning for another chance. The former Agriculture Secretary and Congressman has filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission declaring his intention to run for Senate in 2020. He filed just 3 days after he was defeated by Hyde-Smith in a heated contest punctuated by issues of race. Hyde-Smith, who was appointed this year to fill out the term of former Senator Thad Cochran and then elected in the special election, faces re-election again in 2020, when she's expected to seek her first full term in the Senate. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The top story of the day, George H.W. Bush, the 41st president of the United States, has died. He passed away in Houston late last night, 8 months after the death of his wife, Barbara, to whom he was married for 73 years. George H.W. Bush, the nation's oldest living former president, was 94. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is Michael Medved, here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-984-6192. That's 800-984-6192. 800-984-6192.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services' straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. Then at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens at 7, pointing you home with Eric Stewart at 8, and Senior Solutions at 8:30. Then at 9, it's the Wise Investor Show. At 10, hear Do-It-Yourself Investor Radio. And at 11, it's the Underwriter's Corner. Hear Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. At 1, it's Right on Retirement. At 2, it's the Del Walmsley Show. And at 3, hear Mortgage Radio. Hear Real Estate Today at 7, the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show at 9, and Real Estate Now at 9:30. On WMAL.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Or if you make the switch during our Cyber Week special, you'll get a $300 prepaid card, too. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Prepaid offerings 12/3/18.
Put your weight loss struggle behind you once and for all with the FDA-approved weight loss option offered by the Endoscopic Weight Loss Center of America. A simple 15-minute non-surgical procedure helps you feel full, allowing you to lose up to 3 times more weight than with diet and exercise alone. Schedule your consultation before December 20th and receive a $300 discount. Call the Endoscopic Weight Loss Center of America at 703-389-3364 or online at ewlca.com.
Potomac Petals and Plants is your one-stop holiday shop for all your Christmas decorating needs, including fresh-cut flowers, Christmas trees, string lights, ornaments, garlands, poinsettias, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock on WMAL, the Saturday morning update, the Fisher House Radiothon for 2018. While we are honored to be supporting Fisher House this morning, we are saddened to report the death of George Herbert Walker Bush. He passed away last night. This is the statement by the office of George H.W. Bush, the spokesman Jim McGrath. George Herbert Walker Bush, World War II naval aviator, Texas oil pioneer, and 41st President of the United States of America, died on November 30th. He was 94 and is survived by his 5 children and their spouses, 17 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and 2 siblings. Funeral arrangements will be announced as soon as is practical. And we'll be talking with John Gizzi, reflecting on the life and lasting legacy of George H.W. Bush. Also, we'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer later on in the program, his reflections on George H.W. Bush. But it is our Fisher House Radiothon, and we are very, very happy to report that yesterday, the total at the end of the day, day one of the Radiothon, we have raised so far $313,256. So we encourage you to make your contribution and donation to Fisher House this morning. If you were not able to be listening yesterday and did not get a chance to get a donation in, Fisher House is just a wonderful organization. They provide services for family members of wounded servicemen and women around the world, and they are among the highest rated in the charity world. And we're going to be talking with Dave Coker. He is the president of the Fisher House Foundation. We'll be talking with Dave very shortly, and we'll be finding out the relationship that the Fisher House Foundation had with President George H.W. Bush. So a very interesting conversation coming up with Dave Coker very shortly. The number to make your donation is 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. And you can also donate online by going to WMAL.com, and there is a secure link to make your donation there as well. Now, we'll be here this morning, of course, raising funds throughout the morning, and then this afternoon, if you would like to join the team, they will be at the Fashion Center at Pentagon City this afternoon from 4 until 7. Vince, Larry, and Chris will be at Pentagon City this afternoon, the Fashion Center, from 4 to 7 p.m. So you can make your donation in person this afternoon if you like, or you can make your donation right now. But do not let the day get away without making a contribution to Fisher House. They are just wonderful. We've had the opportunity to visit the Fisher Houses and see the work that they do. And anybody that has ever stayed in a Fisher House or received their services, nothing but praise for the wonderful work that they do. And again, the number to make a donation this morning is 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560, or online at WMAL.com. There are tributes pouring in from around the world to President George H.W. Bush. And this morning, there is a lengthy statement from the White House, from President Trump and the First Lady, and I'd like to read some of it to you because it really encapsulates the life and the lasting impression of President Bush. Melania and I join with a grieving nation to mourn the loss of former President Bush, who passed away last night. Through his essential authenticity, disarming wit, and unwavering commitment to faith, family, and country, President Bush inspired generations of his fellow Americans to public service, to be, in his words, 1,000 points of light, illuminating the greatness, hope, and opportunity of America to the world. President Bush always found a way to set the bar higher. As a young man, he captained the Yale baseball team, then went on to serve as the youngest aviator in the U.S. Navy during the Second World War. Later in life, he rose to the pinnacle of American politics, as a congressman from Texas, envoy to China, director of the CIA, vice president for 8 years under Ronald Reagan, and finally, president of the United States. Final paragraph that we'll read to you. With sound judgment, common sense, and unflappable leadership, President Bush guided our nation and the world to a peaceful and victorious conclusion of the Cold War. As president, he set the stage for the decades of prosperity that have followed. That's just a portion of the statement from President Trump and the First Lady on the passing of the former president, George H.W. Bush. 6:13 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Solutions to Insomnia on Wednesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE.
6:15, time for check of the traffic and weather on WMAL.
Major problems on the Beltway this morning in Silver Spring on the inner loop. That is completely closed between George Avenue and Colesville Road with a serious accident and investigation. So traffic cannot get past this area. Traffic is being detoured onto the George Avenue exit, exit 31A and B, and traffic cannot get onto the inner loop from George Avenue in either direction. So follow the police detours around this area. Also, the Clara Barton Parkway closed in both directions at Canal Lock 6 before MacArthur Boulevard due to a serious accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for rain today with a high of 41. Some morning thunderstorms on Sunday with a high of 62 tomorrow. Monday looks partly cloudy, a high of 57. Tuesday partly cloudy, high 42. And Wednesday mostly cloudy with a high of 38. 35 right now in Washington. Heading to 41 this afternoon, 6:16 on the Saturday morning update and the Fisher House Radiothon.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
And make that donation now before you get busy today and it slips your mind, you get out running around. 888-294-8560 for your donation this morning to the Fisher House Radiothon. And it is a real pleasure and honor to be joined by Dave Coker. He is the president of the Fisher House Foundation. And Dave joined Fisher House in 1994. And David, it's wonderful to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Rick.
And it's an honor to say that I think I've known you since 1994 in our efforts here at WMAL with Fisher House. And just the exponential growth. I mean, it is amazing how the Fisher House has grown. And you had a very special relationship with President George H.W. Bush. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, back when Zach wanted to build the first houses, he said, you know what, in D.C., I really need to offer one to the Army and the Navy. And so he proffered the two houses, and we were building one at Walter Reed Army back when the Army had a separate facility and one at Bethesda. And Zach asked the president if he would help dedicate the first house. And President Bush said, well, you know, I was in the Navy. And so in June of 1991, as the houses were being finished, in order to dedicate that first house, we pulled everybody off of the Walter Reed Fisher House to help finish up Bethesda in time for his schedule. And so it was in June of 91 when President Bush helped cut the ribbon on the very first house. At that point, that house could accommodate seven families. And by the end of the year, we're hoping to finish, we've got two houses that we're finishing this next month, actually this month, which will bring us up to a total of 80 houses. And instead of seven families, we'll be able to help 1,100 families on any given night.
That's just amazing. And for somebody that might be tuning in and has not heard much about Fisher House or maybe heard a year or two ago and don't remember or recall, you know, kind of all the services, you as the president, I think, would probably be among the best to encapsulate how Fisher House serves our men and women and their family in service.
Well, we work to support the quality of life. And if you think about the analogy of a Ronald McDonald House, how they make it possible for families of children to be there with their loved one during a personal medical crisis. We do the same thing, but we focus on military and veterans families. We, at the heart of our program is the network of comfort homes known as Fisher Houses. And it's called that because, Zach had the idea. He learned there was a need, for housing. That when people were directed to Bethesda, to Walter Reed, places like that for specialized medical care, the military would do a great job of providing the care. Having a place where families could stay was a little bit more of a challenge. And so Zach wrote a personal check for the first 20-plus houses. When Zach passed away in 1999, the foundation took over responsibility for building the houses. And today we've got a robust network. We've expanded into the VA program. It's a program where, it's grown. We've learned about other needs from the families and from the people who've graced our houses. And so we always want to meet those unmet needs. And the listeners of WMAL have just been fantastic in supporting the military and allowing us to grow and expand through the VA program. It's a program designed in peacetime but has proven invaluable in war. And one of the exciting things about going into the VA healthcare system is that we weren't there when people came back from World War II and Korea and Vietnam. But by building the houses at VA medical centers, we're not only helping those who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, but we're able to serve all veterans' families. And if it's one thing we know is that life happens, and when it does, when you get that phone call and you learn that a loved one is injured or ill, you want two things. You want the best health care, and you want to be there. Well, the military and VA health systems provide world-class health care, and Fisher House helps the family to be there and for their loved one to be a better caregiver because they're helping to deal with the situation from the very beginning.
And the Fisher Houses will provide lodging. They will provide meals. You provide transportation. And I want to mention the number, and then I want to also mention the frequent flyer program because people may be sitting on a lot of frequent flyer miles, and they're making it more and more difficult to use your frequent flyer miles. And I had an experience recently that I'm like, I don't know why I have these. I should donate them to somebody. And I think the Fisher House would be the perfect opportunity for somebody to do that. Now you can call right now with a donation at 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. We're talking with Dave Coker. He is the president of the Fisher House Foundation. And you do have a very active frequent flyer mile donation program. Tell us a little bit about that and how somebody could go about it.
Well, this is a great month to donate because United Airlines is matching the miles donated this month. Delta did the same in November. But one of the barriers we learned about early on was the fact that when somebody in the military was wounded, the military would bring in three family members. Well, one of the challenges is that families don't always come in threes. The other challenge is it's not uncommon with many of our wounded warriors. You know, you've heard stories about how they have dozens of surgeries. In fact, some more than 60 surgeries, and they can be in the hospital for over a year. Well, when you get that phone call, you grab a few clothes, you go there. And after a couple of weeks, you realize, well, I need to go home and take care of some issues. But you can't always afford to go back and forth.
Sure.
And it's an additional strain because many of the parents, the husbands and wives, have given up a job or on unpaid leave. And so it was a real burden. By people donating their miles, we're able to pull together. There's a tremendous power in community, and we've now provided over 70,000 round-trip tickets to get family members to their loved one's bedside, to get our service members and veterans to help participate in other charities programs that are going to enhance their life. And so not everybody can make a donation of cash, but by giving airline miles and by pooling those miles together, we're able to meet the needs of thousands of service members and their families.
And again, the number is 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560 to make your donation to Fisher House this morning. And Dave, we talked a little bit about President Bush and his relationship in the opening of the Fisher House, but he did have a continuing relationship with you.
Well, he did. When we first started expanding the houses into the VA, one of the places that was recognized with a tremendous need was the Houston VA Medical Center. And I remember going down there, and they gave me a tour and showed me what they were doing, and went over and had lunch with Dr. DeBakey and a few of his friends, the famous heart surgeon. And they were asking how the visit went, and I said, well, good news and bad news. The good news is you've justified a Fisher House. The bad news is you could use two. And I said, well, let's raise the money for two. Hmm. And in about 2 months, they had. And through the Houston effort, we helped create a new design because the piece of land the VA had wasn't big enough for the houses, two of the houses we were building at the time. So we designed the larger house, the 16,800 square foot house, for that project. And if you go over to Bethesda today, where we have five houses, three of them are that new design. And it allowed us to go out and expand the program to meet more families in a way that has blessed, hundreds of thousands of families now.
Again, the Fisher House Foundation, just a wonderful organization, the highest ratings among the charity monitors, those organizations that monitor charities and their efficiencies and the way they spend money. Fisher House at the very highest of ratings. And again, 888-294-8560 is the number. And Dave, I'm very happy to report that since we started the show about 20 minutes ago, we've already raised $5,400 in the last 20 minutes or so. So for those folks up and making donations already, thank you very much. We very much appreciate that. And 888-294-8560 is the number. And Dave Coker, wonderful work that you do. And you've been at the helm now for 14 years, and very much appreciate what you've done. And prior to that, you were in the United States Army. So thank you for your service in so many ways.
Well, I'll tell you, thank you to the listeners of WMAL the support they've provided over the years. It's we're closing in on $7 million raised from the community. And it has just been absolutely amazing. The blessing continues.
Dave Coker, thank you very much. 888-294-8560 is the number for the Fisher House Radiothon here on WMAL, 888-294-8560. And, of course, you can donate online, WMAL.com. And if you are just joining us this morning, you may have not have heard the news that President George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, passed away about 11:20 last night, Eastern Time. And we will be talking with John Gizzi right after the 6:30 news and bring you very much up to date on what's going on in the world. And then we'll talk with John about President Bush and his legacy and his whole lifetime of service. Just an amazing American hero in so many ways. And we will talk with John about that coming up next.
Would you like to know how to save $528 a month? That's how much the average client saved with a smart refinance from Network Capital, the name you can trust for some of the most competitive mortgage rates on the market. Tune in this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 3 to find out more. Get holiday cash, a last chance tax deduction, and pay no payments until next year. With Network Capital, you'll pay no lender fees and can close in as little as 12 business days. Learn more this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 3 on the Mortgage Radio Show from Network Capital.
Dr. Kusher here for Compass Fat Loss.
If you'd like to burn fat, lose weight, get and stay healthy, you'll never get a better opportunity than right now. Our pre-Thanksgiving discount was a resounding success. If you did not respond in time, it's not too late. Join by Christmas Day and you'll still receive $200 off the program price just for starting before the new year. Make 2019 your best year ever by starting early. Call or go online now for your free consultation, as these last spots will go fast. 800-735-2281 or compassfatloss.com.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/WMAL and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/WMAL.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started on your schedule with convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources, replacing most textbooks because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College, State University, Global Campus, made for you. Earn a respected bachelor's or master's degree from the State University made for working adults like you. With online and hybrid courses at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility you need, and you could earn credits for prior experience. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
And as we have mentioned this morning, President George H.W. Bush passed away last night, and we'll be talking with John Gizzi about his life momentarily. But there are other things in the world that we need to report to you this morning. And you may have heard about the earthquakes in Alaska. It was two strong quakes measuring 7.0 and 5.7. They ripped apart highways, cracked buildings, and rattled people's nerves around Anchorage. Reports of broken store windows, opened cracks in a two-story building downtown, disruptions in electrical service, disabled traffic lights, traffic snarled, flight delays. Flights were not allowed to land in Anchorage at the airport, and also rail delays across the state as they assessed the damage to the infrastructure. Lawyers for President Trump's former personal lawyer say Michael Cohen deserves no prison time for crimes he committed in an abundance of enthusiasm for his ex-boss. The lawyer said in court papers filed yesterday that Cohen cooperated extensively with the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and the New York State investigators who brought a civil lawsuit against the Trump Organization and individuals, including Trump. They say he will continue to do so. Now, he faces sentencing on December 12th after pleading guilty to crimes in August. And on Thursday, prosecutors have not yet filed a pre-sentence submission, but have agreed to note Cohen's cooperation to the sentencing judge. French authorities have deployed thousands of police on the Champs-Élysées in Paris to try to contain protests by people angry over rising taxes and President Macron's government. The so-called Yellow Jackets have called for new demonstrations and road blockades on Saturday across France, including the capital, where a demonstration last weekend turned violent. Police briefly using tear gas to disperse the crowd as some tried to force their way through yesterday. It's 6:34 on the Saturday Morning Update and the Fisher House Radiothon. Check of the traffic now with Michelle Murray.
Overall, it's a light volume of traffic in the area, but two serious incidents to be aware of. The inner loop still remains closed in Silver Spring between Georgia Avenue and Colesville Road because of a serious accident and investigation. So traffic is being detoured onto the Georgia Avenue exit, exit 31 A and B, and there is no access to the Beltway inner loop from either direction of Georgia Avenue. Also, we still have the Clara Barton Parkway closed in both directions, at the CNO Canal Lock 6 and before MacArthur Boulevard Glen Echo turnaround due to a serious accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain expected today with a high of 41. Thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 62. Partly cloudy on Monday, high to 57. Clouds Tuesday up to 42. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday with a high of 38. In Washington, 35, and we're heading up to 41 this afternoon. It's 6:35 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate 888-294-8560.
That number, 888-294-8560. We encourage you to make your donation to Fisher House this morning. WMAL.com as well. And as we've mentioned so far during the program, George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States, passed away last night. And we're going to spend some time with John Gizzi this morning reflecting on many, many aspects of President Bush's life, his service to the country, his presidency. And first off, in having John on, of course, he's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, first off, the whole notion of President Bush, I mean, he had a lifetime of service beginning when he was very, very young.
He always wanted to be a U.S. senator, as his father was, and he lost two bids for the job. He did win two terms as a U.S. representative from a safe Republican district in Texas. After losing his second Senate bid, President Nixon made sure that he had a position that would keep him politically viable. He named him United Nations Ambassador. From there, he went on to be Republican National Chairman, taking on the job just as the Watergate scandal was metastasizing. When his old friend from House days, Gerald Ford, became president, he dispatched George Bush to China as the U.S. envoy to a country we had not yet recognized. Barbara Bush loved that job, by the way, and after he returned stateside, she would give slideshows about their time in China together. And from there, Ford moved him over to the Central Intelligence Agency at a time that the company, as it was known, faced tremendous scandal and a breakdown in morale after Senate committee hearings revealed some of their underhanded and, shall we say, select activities worldwide. Bush restored that morality, and former CIA agents to this day hail him. He loved being the intelligence chief, and he even tried to get Democratic President-elect Jimmy Carter to keep him on the job. Carter had other plans, such as picking his old classmate in Annapolis, Admiral Stansfield Turner. This left Bush a lot of time to ponder the future, and he made a bid for president. He was the last man standing against Ronald Reagan, and Reagan, in turn, much as John Kennedy turned to rival Lyndon Johnson, turned to George Bush as his running mate, a move that united the Republican Party and led to their smashing win over the Carter-Mondale ticket. Later on, as vice president, he was the most loyal person in the world, and when friends said, but don't you disagree with Ronald Reagan on certain things, he would always say, I want to be president, and that means I've got to win an election with one constituent. They knew what he meant, and he did. He was nominated and elected president in 1988.
Much attention has been paid to the Supreme Court nominees of the current administration. Tell us about the Supreme Court nominees of the H.W. Bush administration.
George H.W. Bush got two whacks at the Supreme Court, and this is at a period where Ronald Reagan was badly bruised by the rejection of Robert Bork, as he's nominated to the Supreme Court. So there was always going to be a sense of apprehension when the next Republican president named a justice and the Democratic-controlled Senate had to deal with that nominee. David Souter was his first choice, a federal judge from New Hampshire, former state attorney general. He was recommended by Republican Senator Warren Rudman and was considered a conservative. John Sununu, former governor of New Hampshire and Bush's White House chief of staff, said that the president was very anxious to get someone on the court who would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, the decision that made abortion the law of the land. He, of course, could not ask about how someone would specifically rule, but he came away, Sununu reports, with the impression that Souter was pro-life. Of course, that turned out to be wrong. Souter voted to uphold Roe v. Wade when it was next tested before the Supreme Court, and he also voted in a lot of other ways that would make people stop and wonder if he was named by a Republican president. Then came his second appointee, Justice Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice retired. The president turned to U.S. Court of Appeals Judge Clarence Thomas, also a black man, and like Marshall, someone who could come up from poverty and squalor to being a successful attorney. Thomas seemed headed for nomination to the court. He moved the nation's hearts when he talked about witnessing his grandfather called boy by white racists in Georgia. And then came, of course, the charges by his former staffer, Anita Hill, who said that Thomas had sexually harassed her, used bad language and behavior around her repeatedly. The two of them had a confrontation, and Clarence Thomas came off the better, telling people this was the high-tech lynching of an uppity black who thinks for himself. Black Americans and most Americans in general sided with Thomas, and Southern Democratic senators went over to vote with him. Several liberal Republican senators abandoned the nominee, but in the end he made it by a vote of 52-48. And oh yes, he proved himself to be every bit the conservative scarecrow that the liberals feared he would be. And it looks like at 68 he'll be on the court for a long, long time. A Supreme Court appointment is one of the most important appointments a president can make. And at least in one case, George H.W. Bush put a man of consequence on the Supreme Court, who's still there.
We remember the tension between the United States and Saddam Hussein and Iraq, and it was no surprise, really, when the president made this following announcement, but I think many of us can remember where we were when we heard the president's announcement.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied air forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak. Ground forces are not engaged.
John, Operation Desert Storm, my recollection was that it was America victorious, and it happened quickly, and we were a winner.
Yes, and George H.W. Bush, again, the master of the thank you note, the charmer at dinner parties, forged a coalition of nations to stop Saddam Hussein, ruler of Iraq, in his tracks, and free Kuwait, which was going to be seized by Saddam. Now, of course, many could say that this is a case that the United States should never have gotten involved with, particularly since Saddam had been a U.S. client for many years. However, the fact remains that Saddam, as President Bush put it, was a prisoner in his own homeland with the flyovers and the inability to pursue economy kept Saddam from moving on. Now, of course, there were different developments in this as time went on, and the U.S. policy changed under the next Republican president, George W. Bush. The final chapter on this has yet to be written. As far as George H.W. Bush is concerned, it was an era of good feeling. He came out in the press room after Saddam and his troops backed down and said, "Thank God the Vietnam syndrome is behind us. The U.S. loss and humiliation at the hands of the North Vietnamese less than 20 years before was now in the past. The U.S. won, and under their heroic commander, Norman Schwarzkopf, who led his troops proudly down Pennsylvania Avenue, the U.S. had pride in the military, and we were seemingly headed for good times."
John Gizzi, the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And if you are just joining us this morning, we are talking of the passing of President George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States, passed away last night. And we'll have further reflections on the life and legacy of President Bush throughout the morning with John Gizzi. And Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is joining us. Now, this is our 2018 Fisher House Radiothon. It is great to have you with us. 888-294-8560. It's 888-294-8560 to call right now on the 2018 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, an annual tradition. And for those of you that have made donations this morning, we express our appreciation so far. And for those of you that haven't, we hope that you will do it before you get on to your day and get out and running around doing things and not have the opportunity to make that donation if you don't do it right now. And again, that number is 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Silver Spring, we still have the beltway closed on the inner loop between Georgia Avenue and Colesville Road due to a serious accident and investigation. So traffic is being detoured off at exit 31A and B to Georgia Avenue, and there is no access to the beltway inner loop from either direction of Georgia Avenue. In addition, we still have that accident activity in Glen Echo closing down the Claire Barton Parkway in each direction at the CNO Canal Lock 6 before MacArthur Boulevard, the Glen Echo turnaround. And we do have construction now on in Tyson's Corner on the outer loop between 123 and Gallows Road affecting the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a soggy forecast for today on WMAL. We're looking for rain with a high of 41. For tomorrow, we got morning thunderstorms, but we'll reach 62 by the afternoon. Partly cloudy Monday, high 57. Clouds on Tuesday with a high of 42. And Wednesday looks mostly cloudy with a high of 38. 35 right now. We're going up to 41. And it's 6:48 now on the Saturday morning update.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
And it is 888-294-8560 to make your donation right now on our Fisher House Radiothon. And it is an honor to be joined by Ruby Garcia. She is in Albuquerque, New Mexico this morning, and it is very early there. Her son, Victor, served in the Army. He was injured. He was treated at Fort Bragg, and Ms. Garcia quickly followed to be with her son and stayed at the Fisher House, and it is so wonderful to have you with us this morning.
Good morning.
I know that you were at the groundbreaking of the new Fisher House in Albuquerque that was a little bit earlier in the month of November, and, you know, you made comments there, you spoke, and I saw an article on it, and I thought, you know, your comments, as you presented them that day and how it so moved the crowd, it kind of summarized how Fisher House served your family and Victor, and also how it serves the community. So if you would like to kind of reflect on the remarks you made that day, I think it would be, you know, very enlightening, you know, as you presented it at the groundbreaking of the new Fisher House.
Well, I'm honored to share it with you this morning. So hello, I'm Ruby Garcia. I'm a Blue Star mother let me tell you a story that every mother goes through when your child enters the military. They go through basic training, AIT training, and you are so proud of them and their accomplishments. They start their duty. My son Victor elected to become a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne Unit out of Fort Bragg and was on the Group Readiness Force for Syria. So you then get a phone call in the middle of the night that your son was in a medical crisis and is not expected to survive. The worst thing a mother wants to hear. Your first thoughts of a mother are to get there now. After a moment of fainting, I got myself together. I packed my clothes, purchased a flight for myself and his grandmother. We were picked up at the airport by Victor's lieutenant, still not knowing how I was going to get around, where we were going to stay. My thoughts were of my son, who was possibly in a fatal condition. While they were getting my son in a stable condition, I rented a room off base for the night at a rate of $120 a night. The following morning, a major from Victor's company knocked on our hotel door and said, "Gather your stuff. We're taking you to the Fisher House on base." I didn't know what a Fisher House was. I asked the major who, what, where, and why. "Is it close to my son?" He stated it's free and within walking distance of Womack Medical Center. We were greeted with open arms by the Fisher House manager. I stated to the house manager the situation and that Victor's grandmother was with me for support. The house manager said, "No worries. Stay as long as you need, and we are here for you." My experience as a resident was very beneficial to me in a time of need and when Victor needed me the most, not having to worry about financial burden of all the costs related to a place to stay, meals, and emotional support. I met and made several friendships with other military family residents and wounded warriors staying there. The impact Fisher House had on me was the ability to have a home away from home so I could worry only about Victor's healing process, love, and support of our presence. So as you can see, my passion for Fisher House Foundation and New Mexico Fisher House is so strong. When I heard about the possibilities of Fisher House coming to Albuquerque, I joined the New Mexico Fisher House group as a board member and now an advocate. My family history with the VA hospital go back to World War II. My grandfather was a World War II veteran and worked here for 30 years and took his last breath here. As a young child, I remember coming to annual holiday parties, attending appointments with my uncle, who was a Vietnam veteran hero, and several other family members who served. So as you can see, this is the perfect place for a Fisher House in my heart. I want you to know that my son is doing well and could not attend today's groundbreaking. He is currently a welder and working on a special assignment at Pacific Range Missile Base in the Big Island of Hawaii. I'd like to thank you all for coming to the groundbreaking event that could change lives for those who are serving and served and their families. First and foremost, thank you to our veterans and those serving our country now. May you not need this Fisher House, but know in your heart it is here for you, just like it was for me and Victor. Thank you to the Fisher House Foundation for such an amazing project and bringing it to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you, Ruby Garcia.
Such a moving statement and such a moving story. And you say Victor is doing well now. And just to get a sense of the type of service Fisher House provides, how long did you stay at the Fisher House?
I stayed a little over a month.
And that just shows that in a time of need, the Fisher House Foundation is there to serve. And I think it's wonderful that you are so active in the Fisher House initiative in Albuquerque. Not only, you know, have you received their services, your son is well now, but you are continuing to be supportive of Fisher House and to be involved in that initiative. I think that's just wonderful.
Yes, and it's an honor, and it's something that will always hold dear to my heart, and I will continue to support the Fisher House.
We want to thank you very much.
And the families.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Continue, that's fine.
Oh, no, I just want to continue to support the Fisher House and the families as well.
Well, thank you so much. And if you're listening this morning and would like to support the Fisher House Foundation, that is just one of the homes that's under construction now. 888-294-8560, 888-294-8560 for the
2018, 105.9 and AM 630 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Make your donation right now. And Ms. Garcia, thank you again so much for being with us this morning.
And thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. It's 6:54 now on the Saturday Morning Update and the Fisher House Radiothon for 2018, 888-294-8560.
How much money would you need to retire? Are you paying more in taxes than you should? Is your will up to date? Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein with the Wise Investor Group. We can help you answer these and other questions about your financial future and help you build a plan based upon what's important to you. Let's talk. You'll like what you hear.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Ford, you need to visit my friends over at Coles Parkway Ford in Woodbridge, Virginia. Committed to providing customers with exceptional customer service, Coles Ford has been awarded the Ford Motor Company's President's Award for the past 4 years, their most prestigious award. Coles Parkway Ford has one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles, and they're going to meet or beat any advertised price. Visit their massive showroom, and exclusively for WMAL listeners, you're going to get a $500 savings certificate toward the purchase of any new or used vehicle when you mention WMAL. That's $500 just for mentioning WMAL. In November, Ford Motor Company is also providing a special rebate for military veterans, $1,000 on F-150s, and for active first responders, $1,000 on any vehicle. Proudly serving the entire Washington, D.C. area with a customer-first attitude, visit Coles Ford, located in Woodbridge, or online at COWLESFord.com. That's Coles with a W. If you buy a Ford anywhere else, you'll simply pay too much.
See dealer for details.
When Alan decided to put his Clarendon condo up for sale, he discussed very realistic expectations with his agent about how long it should take to sell. Well, imagine Alan's frustration when after a year, the condo still hadn't sold. That is when Alan called Carrie Schull. Once Carrie and her team took over, Alan's condo sold for full price in just under 3 weeks. As happy as Alan was, he wished he had called the Carrie Schull team first. This is Mary Walter, and if you've listed your home with other agents who were unable to deliver you a buyer, or if you're still looking for an agent to sell your home, listen to Alan and call the Carrie Schull team first. Thousands of people in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have trusted Carrie Schull to sell their homes because they know she will sell their homes faster and for more money than other local agents. Plus, if Carrie Schull can sell your home at a price and deadline you agreed to, she'll buy it. Call the only agent I would call were I to sell a home. Call the Carrie Schull team at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD. Or go online to carrieschull.com. K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
At the Big Screen Store, it's the 7 days of Cyber Week. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three, just $19.99. Whoa! Only at the Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, pay no interest until 2020. That's right, purchase today and pay no interest until the next decade. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime big savings opportunity. The Big Screen Store, locations in Maryland and Virginia. At the Big Screen Store, our prices beat Best Buy and online guaranteed. Plus, we double the Samsung warranty, and you get delivery and installation installed by pros on your schedule. Not even Amazon can do that. The Big Screen Store. At the Big Screen Store, it's the 7 days of Cyber Week. Get three Samsung 4K TVs, 75-inch, 65-inch, and 50-inch. All three, just $19.99. Whoa, only at the Big Screen Store.
So, here's the latest from the WMAL Storm Center.
That happened early. When old man winter shows up unannounced.
Wintry mix has turned to snow in places.
Depend on the Weather Channel.
That's something we're going to be watching.
And WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Renter's Warehouse. So do you suffer from rentophobia? You know, that's the fear of renting your home because you think it'll take too much time. Now, there's a cure for rentophobia. It's called Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse takes property management off your plate so you're free to sit back and relax as someone else does all the heavy lifting. First, they find great tenants. Then, for only $99 a month, their professional landlords manage your property 24/7. They collect the rent. They handle the maintenance requests. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, so if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. With Renter's Warehouse, there's no upfront fees or binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Don't let rent-a-phobia keep you from turning your home into a long-term cash machine. Call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, or go to renterswarehouse.com right now and book a free home rental price analysis. See what your home will rent for, because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
It's the 2018 Fisher House Radiothon. Make your donation now, 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. And our new total is $319,065. And we want to get that up quickly. So 888-294-8560 for the Fisher House Radiothon.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL, a Cumulus station.